Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song. This week, Helen Brown has written about Let It Go. I'm Griselda Murray Brown.
Let it go, can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go, turn away and slam the door.
In March this year, a charity running singing workshops at prisons across the UK announced that the most popular song among inmates was Let It Go, the big number from Disney's animated blockbuster from 2013, Frozen. It may seem incongruous, old lags carolling along to a song more commonly associated with preschoolers dressed as animated princesses. But anyone alive to the emotional truths of the film would not be surprised to find the song resonating with prisoners struggling to own the guilt and shame of the past and yearning to move on. For the few souls who have still not seen Frozen, Let It Go is delivered by the character of Elsa, the blonde one, on the day she is crowned Queen of Arendelle. As a child, little Elsa developed magical powers to create ice and snow, with which she accidentally hurt her sister, Anna. So her parents locked Elsa up in their castle, teaching her to control and conceal her dangerous gift. But an emotional upset at her coronation exposes her so-called witchcraft and turns her subjects against her. Elsa flees Arendelle, and the force of her fear and anger leaves eternal winter in her wake. She delivers the number Let It Go as she strides into the mountains. There she finally unleashes her powers to build a dazzling ice palace, create a sexy new outfit, and shut herself away from a world she kisses off with a defiant shrug of a line, "The cold never bothered me anyway." Here's the film version of the song, sung by Adina Menzel.
Let the storm rage on, the cold never bothered me anyway.
The story of Frozen is inspired by the fairy tale The Snow Queen, and the character of Elsa was originally written as a villain. The Broadway songwriters Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez set out to write what they called Elsa's Badass Song, but the couple realised they were in fact writing a transformation song, in which Elsa begins as a vulnerable girl and ends as a powerful woman. As Anderson Lopez said, who doesn't have something there? Shame or a secret that keeps them from owning their own power? We dug into that and imagined how it would feel at a much higher level. The film was rewritten to suit the song, making Elsa a flawed heroine, saved by the true love of her sister, rather than by the traditional Prince Charming. Melodically, Let It Go circles the sadness of minor chords and blasts exhilaration through the majors. Its unusual structure includes phases of ballad and soft rock, with an orchestral centrepiece ending on a lingering, unresolved chord. The song's vocabulary is unpatronisingly advanced, such as this description of Elsa's soul, spiralling in frozen fractals. That last long, high exclamation was written for the dynamic vocal range of the Broadway powerhouse Adina Menzel. Her in-film version massively outsold the poppier version of the song by Demi Lovato, which is delivered over the end credits and which Disney had expected to be the big single.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside.
It was inevitable that children would connect with the song's bold expression of latent power. But they weren't alone. The internet filled up with tributes and parodies. Frazzled mums rewrote the chorus in expletives, and dads pleaded, "Let it go, I'm going to smash the radio." Let It Go also became a coming-out anthem for those expressing LGBT feelings, people suffering from mental illness, and those on the autistic spectrum, like Anderson Lopez's younger brother. To bawl along with the song is pure release. The official sing-along version has racked up more than 1 billion YouTube views, almost double that of the standard version. It's the most successful Disney song of all time in the highest-grossing animated movie, as well as the third highest-grossing movie of all time. Let It Go has been recorded in over 40 languages and almost every musical genre. However, with the exception of a patchy live effort by Pearl Jam in 2014, which you can watch on YouTube, major artists have steered clear of the song, knowing this one's for the fans. The Brighton folk rocker Passenger does regularly receive requests for it at gigs from people muddling it with his hit from 2012 called Let Her Go. And you let her go. Anybody interested in how those two songs sound when spliced together should check out the glorious mashup by the YouTuber Sam Sui. It'll give you shivers.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.